God has a tender care for His people. November 29. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. You must not sink down discouraged. The faint-hearted will be made strong, the desponding will be made to hope. God has a tender care for His people. His ear is open unto their cry. I have no fears for God's cause. He will take care of His own cause. Our duty is to fill our lot and place, live, humble at the foot of the cross, and live faithful, holy lives before Him. While we do this, we shall not be ashamed, but our souls will confide in God with holy boldness. God has released us from burdens, He has set us free. Our enemies may triumph. They may speak lying words, and their slandering tongue frame slander, deceit, guile, yet will we not be moved. We know in whom we believe. We have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Jesus knows us. A reckoning day is coming, and all will be judged according to the deeds that are done in the body. It is true, the world is dark. Opposition may wax strong. The trifler and scorner may grow bolder and harder in their iniquity. Yet, for all this, we will not be moved. We have not run as uncertain. No, no. My heart is fixed, trusting in God. We have a whole Savior. We can rejoice in His rich fullness. I long to be more devoted to God, more consecrated to Him. This world is too dark for me. Jesus said He would go away and prepare mansions for us, that where He is we may be also. Praise God for this. My heart leaps with joy at the cheering prospect. Religion is made to dwell too much in an iron case. Pure religion and undefiled leads us to a childlike simplicity. We want to pray and talk with humility, having a single eye to the glory of God. There has been too much of a form of godliness without the power. The outpouring of the Spirit of God will lead to a grateful acknowledgement of the same, and while we feel and realize the wondrous love of God, we shall not hold our peace. We shall sacrifice to God with the voice of thanksgiving and make melody to Him with our hearts and voices. Let us plant our feet upon the rock of ages, and then we will have abiding support and consolation. Our soul will repose in God with unshaken confidence. Why do we so seldom visit the fountain when it is full and free? Our souls often need to drink at the fountain in order to be refreshed and flourish in the Lord. Salvation we must have. Without vital godliness our religion is vain. A form will be of no advantage to us. We must have the deep workings of the Spirit of God.